Joining me now to have a look at the news across Australia and the world is Sarah Martin. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Annie. Just a quick wrap of COVID-19 statistics. In Australia, there's been 29,365 cases to date. That's up 8 in the last 24 hours. We're holding steady at 909 deaths, which is very good news. No more reported. Worldwide, there's been 132 million cases with 2.86 million deaths. And Canada is facing a massive third wave of the pandemic, with the country struggling to respond to the spread of coronavirus variants. The climbing rates of hospitalised cases has prompted demands for stricter public health measures to slow down the spread. Canada has reported more than 23,000 deaths since the beginning of the pandemic, with that number expected to rise. In Brazil, residents are also calling for stricter lockdown measures as the country surpasses 4,000 daily COVID-related deaths. Younger people are falling ill with new strains of the virus, further stretching the limits of local hospitals and healthcare services. And public outrage has been sparked as President Jair Bolsonaro continues to reject restrictions.
Now, there's some vaccine news from the UK.
The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine trials in children have been paused in the UK following rare blood clotting issues in adults who received the shot. Oxford University announced on Tuesday they will be pausing the trials until more data is available, but they believe there were no safety concerns in the original trial.
And what's happening closer to home? Vaccinations are a pretty hot topic once again today.
Yes, a major vaccination clinic capable of holding tens of thousands of people is set to open in Sydney with the aim to speed up the state's vaccine rollout. The new hub is expected to administer 30,000 doses a week, with the service opening to the public in the next couple of months. And in good news for those who want to travel, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has announced a travel bubble with Australia will allow travellers to enter the country without mandatory quarantine from April 19. However, Ms Ardern also warned of possible travel interruptions if another outbreak were to occur.
And meanwhile, to our north, Dili in East Timor is facing a disaster.
At least 27 people are dead as the capital of East Timor has been hit with major flooding, turning streets into canals. Dili was hit over the weekend with intense rain and storms, sending thousands into temporary refugee camps for safety, following an ordered lockdown after a surge in community COVID transmission. Experts are concerned the cramped conditions of these centres could add to the already climbing number of cases since the area went into an extended lockdown. The Australian government says they're ready to help, but it has not yet reported what assistance can be offered.
And there's been an LGBT conversion therapy study that shows evidence of harm.
A new report from La Trobe University outlines the harm caused by religion-based conversion therapy practices on the LGBTQIA community. The findings show damaging practices are more severe than previously thought, leaving survivors with complex mental health issues such as PTSD. The study is believed to be one of the world's first of its kind to include research from mental health practitioners and shares stories of harm and recovery from 35 members of the LGBTQIA plus community.
In the US, George Floyd's murder trial is underway.
Testimony and records submitted to the trial yesterday reveal the officer accused of murdering George Floyd had previously been trained on the use of force in crisis intervention back in 2018. The ongoing murder trial heard that those who attended the training program were taught to use the least amount of force required to get a suspect to comply. Lieutenant Johnny Mercil, the latest member of the Minneapolis police force to testify, said they often tell officers to stay away from the neck when possible. The trial is expected to continue this week.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Annie.